Now we turn again to the Old Testament scriptures, the book of the prophet Isaiah, reading in chapters 9 and 10 this morning. And I think it may help if I make one or two comments on the way when we are reading. It's useful to realize that we are dealing with a fairly unified section of Isaiah's prophecy in these chapters. In chapter 7, you remember, we had the initial vision or promise, the messianic promise of Emmanuel, 7 and 14, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And last Sunday, in chapter 9, we had the still greater promise, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Now, that really is an exposition and amplification of the earlier promise about Emmanuel. It's an opening up, so to speak, of the messianic promise. And then in chapter 11 at verse 1, we have a further messianic promise and a further explication, so to speak, of this messianic theme. "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots." Jesse was the father of David, of course, and the Messiah was the son of David. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." Now, all these messianic promises hold together. They all belong together. They are all the one theme, so to speak. And it'll help us to get a unified view of the section of the prophecy if we realize that. Now, we read this morning from verse 8 of chapter 9. Hard upon the wonderful promise about the child, the Prince of the Four Names, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, there comes a very dark and grim passage indeed. From chapter 9, verse 8, right through to chapter 10, verse 34. And then the promise breaks out again in chapter 11, verse 1. Now, this section divides naturally into two parts, from chapter 9, verse 8, down to chapter 10, verse 4. And that is a passage which deals with the people of God, judgment upon the people of God. Then from chapter 10, verse 5 to verse 34, is God's judgment upon the Assyrians, the heathen empire. So that's the two sections of the prophecy. And we'll read the first part dealing with the judgment of God on his own people from chapter 9 verse 8 down to chapter 10 verse 4. And this also divides into four parts. And I don't know how it is with you, but I often mark my Bible with a colored pencil. And if you do it that way, you'll see that there are four sections to this passage, each of which ends with the words, "For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." The first part, verses 8 to 12, and verse 12 ends with, "For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." The next section, 13 to 17, again this ends with, "For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." Verses 18 to 21, and again it ends with the words, "For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." Chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, which ends with the words, "For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." Now, we'll read that through and we'll see what is being said. Chapter 9, verse 8, "The Lord hath sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel," a word of judgment. "And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, 'The bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars.'" Now notice what is being said there. This is an expression of a totally false optimism. They're faced with ruin and everything's crashing down about their ears. Oh, we'll soon build up again. It's all right. Things are not so bad as they seem. That was what they were saying. Therefore, verse 11, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and join his enemies together, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people turneth not unto him that smiteth them, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless or widows. For every one is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Third paragraph, for wickedness burneth as the fire. It shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh. And they together shall be against Judah. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Woe to them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievances which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will ye do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will ye flee for help, and where will ye leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Amen. May God bless to us this reading of his holy word.